If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there. Welcome to the Gardener's World magazine Sow Along series, the podcast that inspires you to grow more from seed.
If you want to grow salad leaves at home, it really doesn't get much easier than Rocket. It's a peppery powerhouse of flavour, and honestly, one of the simplest and most pleasurable things you can grow from seed. I'm Adam, commissioning editor at Gardener's World magazine, and Rocket has been my go-to easygoing salad crop for many years now. In fact, I think it's so easy, I defy anyone to get it wrong. Although, there are definitely a few tips and tricks on growing it that can make things even easier and keep those delicious leaves coming. Rocket comes in two varieties. You've got Wild Rocket, which is perennial and can grow happily for several years in milder areas. And then there's Salad Rocket, which is an annual and better for quick growth. Personally, I like to grow both types. Wild Rocket is the one I will have in my garden to reliably harvest pretty much throughout the year. It's got a stronger, spicier flavour and slightly tougher leaves, making it perfect for things like pesto or stirring through hot pasta. While the salad variety is better enjoyed between spring and autumn and often has a slightly milder flavour with softer leaves that, surprise, surprise, make them perfect for eating raw in salads. If you are looking up recipes using Rocket, it's worth noting that in the US they call it arugula and in other places rucola, but it's the exact same plant, Euruca vesicaria subspecies sativa, to give it its mouthful of a Latin name. And whether you call it Rocket or arugula, it's all part of the brassica family, which means it packs in some pretty hefty health benefits too. It's full of fibre, vitamin A, vitamin C, zinc, calcium, iron, and the list just goes on and on. You can start Rocket off indoors if you like, but it's much easier to sow directly. As it matures, Rocket develops a long taproot, and it hates being disturbed, so your window of opportunity to move it is quite short. However, this does mean it's a great candidate for life in a container. Just fill a pot with peat-free compost, water well, and then sprinkle the seeds evenly across the surface. Cover with a fine sifting of more compost, and that's it. You can now place a pot by your back door or on a balcony for easy cut-and-come-again leaves. The same sowing principles apply in your veg patch too. Just make sure it's clear of weeds when you start and the soil is nice and fertile. Then sow the seeds in drills, cover each row with about 1 centimetre of soil. You can thin the seedlings as the rocket grows, eating as you go, of course, and keep an eye out for slugs and snails when your rocket is at this stage. Generally, though, it's a pretty pest-free plant. Flea beetles might nibble some tiny holes in the leaves. I've never found that to be a big problem in my own garden. Bolting Rocket is probably going to be the main problem you will face, but even this can be an advantage, actually. If you want to avoid it, you can choose bolt-resistant cultivars, and in summer, give your rocket patch some shade and keep the soil nice and consistently damp. Those things will all help. But I actually encourage a section of my own wild rocket to go to seed. For one, both the flowers and seed pods, which are properly called salix, I think, are edible, and they both look and taste great. And then for another, the flowers provide sustenance for insects, of course. And finally, if you let the seed pods mature, your rocket will actually self-seed, meaning your patch can just keep on producing year after year. If you want to keep your harvest going later on in the year, then wild rocket can be grown in greenhouse beds through winter. I don't have a greenhouse, but I am going to experiment this year. I'm going to try covering a raised bed on my patio with old windows I've salvaged. I've added soil warming cables, and I'll leave some gaps for ventilation. I'm hoping to be able to keep harvesting non-stop, really, even if it's just the odd leaf here and there. Sowing under horticultural fleece outside is also a really good way to extend your harvest. At time of recording this, I'm just about to start picking a fresh sowing I made in mid-November. Now, I wouldn't really advise trying to store bigger harvests of rocket. but you can keep it fresh in the fridge for about a week, I would say, by washing it in bunches, blotting that dry, and then wrap them up in kitchen paper and store them in a Tupperware box. Freezing is also an option if you blanch the rocket first, but what I'd recommend is just, you know, use it up in things like pestos or tarts, risottos, whatever it is, and then just freeze the whole dish instead. But anyway, instead of trying to keep it, hopefully you'll feel inspired to just keep sowing and growing this delicious salad leaf and enjoy it fresh for as much of the year as possible.
Thanks for listening to Sew Along, and we hope you're inspired to give seed sowing a go. Find out more about it at gardenersworld.com/podcast. Subscribe now to never miss an episode and rate us in your podcast provider app. See you next time.